One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Ramble. You've been with someone for a year, which is a long enough time that if something's not feeling right, maybe first try to do something to see if there's a way to fix the situation.
If you are doing anything comedically, there is generally a risk involved in it that somebody somewhere might be offended by something.
Finding a good job is based on luck and timing. There's no guarantee that you're gonna jump out of college and find your dream job instantly.
I've been watching Game Grumps again lately. Apparently on YouTube, like, they're sort of pushing videos down that specifically say like quarantine and COVID-19. So they're referring to it as the Backstreet Boys reunion tour.
And so, yeah, then I had applesauce all up and down my walls.
Oh, no.
It's still there. But the bees. I mean, there's more bees than I was expecting.
No.
Really bad. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I'm glad I had Gilbert Gottfried over.
That's true. Because he was like, thanks for having me over, Shane.
Yeah.
I like that you and your boys have red, white, and blue hats, making it the most American or French hat display I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Hey, do you remember that time when I made
that
tsunami joke?
Oh,
and
God.
And then I got canceled before anyone else ever got canceled on the internet.
I do remember that, Gilbert Gottfried.
I don't recall this. I do not recall this.
He did.
I decided to make a joke about the 2005 tsunami.
Like minutes after it happened.
Oh,
yeah.
It was way sooner than too soon.
It was tough to get canceled back in 2005. Like, it was tough.
Yeah, it was a new frontier.
We're starting
offensive
here?
Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay. Sorry, I'm like,
One of the PR changes that I remember that happened after the 2005 tsunami was Jamba Juice had a smoothie that was called Strawberry Tsunami. And then when the 2005 tsunami happened, they changed the name to Strawberry Surf Rider.
Oh, I've had a Strawberry Surf Rider. That makes sense.
Yep. It used to be called Strawberry Tsunami. And they're like, you know, we probably shouldn't have name of a thing that kills people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hello.
Right now is the real start. Hi, boys. We're in our red, white, blue hats.
Oh, hey, look at us.
Welcome. Oh, my gosh. We are all hat boys.
We're hat boys.
Yeah, but I'm a forward hat boy.
I'm a backwards hat boy.
Backwards hat boy. For those of you just listening, Damien and I have backwards hats. Ian has a frontwards hats. It's kind of like West Side Story.
A Westworld State of Three on HBO.
Westworld Story.
Oh, off to a roaring start.
Did y'all know that Kid Cudi is in the new Westworld?
I heard. Because, was it Brittany Broski that just did a story about it?
Or he's
Courtney.
Anthony Hopkins.
I think Courtney mentioned it.
Courtney mentioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell?
She's not Brittany Broski.
What happened to Kid Cudi? I feel like he had that like super popular album and then
I think he chose to step away.
Really?
I think so. He got so huge.
Kevin's like, can't
Kevin's
sing.
Like, nope, can't I know. I feel but like I we're breaking all our own rules in the first like 2 minutes of this podcast, but that's okay. We're renegades.
But if I do out of tune and I don't do lyrics. Kevin,
can you get to work on that?
That's a different Kid Cudi song.
Yeah.
Kevin, can you go ahead and auto-tune specific parts of this whole podcast and just make it sound good like we're singing?
Kevin, go ahead and create a new Kid Cudi song.
Kevin, could you find and bring Kid Cudi to me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have depression.
Speaking of depression.
Kid Cudi.
Hell yeah, dude.
Amazing.
Hell yeah.
You did it.
All right, thanks.
Great. And now is the start of the podcast.
The actual Hello. Start of the podcast.
Here Hello. We are beginning. We've have not started. Been recording for 25 minutes.
Nope.
Nah, haven't been just saying just loads of offensive shit. just everything that could possibly get us canceled.
Don't stop making canceled jokes right now.
Ian has been making cancelable jokes. Damien and I have been listening in horror. Mm-hmm. We've been trying to do everything to stop him.
We talked about how the burning of the Library of Alexandria was a good thing.
You said you that. Know?
Yeah.
That's your bio on Twitter.
That the Library of Alexandria burning was a good thing?
Yeah, that's what you say.
Hello, everyone. Hi. Welcome to another Smoshcast advice
Because
thingy.
We know you want advice from us.
The boys like we.
The bros like we.
Bros like we.
There we go. That's right. Bros like we. I forgot.
And
Brittany, so bros like we.
Whoa. She's going to sue the hell out of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we decided to bring the boys together to answer mm-hmm. questions that only men can answer.
I mean, not really, but, you know.
No, let's be real. These are questions. no mere... Never mind.
Oh,
I'm not going to go.
God. It is such a minefield.
Ian, what did you eat for breakfast today?
Yeah, you're in a mood, bud.
Just Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro.
God. We can't use any of this.
No.
We're starting, and now is the start of the podcast. Right. Okay. And Ian didn't say anything offensive again.
Hello, cool cats and kittens.
Hello.
So let's just kick it off, y'all.
Yeah. So here's what we're doing today, right?
So we asked you guys for advice for bros like we,
mm-hmm.
and we're just gonna jump right into it.
You got it, Philly D.
Jump right in.
Just jump right in.
And let's just jump right into it. But before I get started today, I want to thank Raid Shadow Legends for sponsoring this video. It's the only video game where you can pull 6 to 8 heroes a day, some of them epic rarity, and then blah, blah, blah. Appreciate you bringing us. First news today comes to us from Georgia, where 1,000 people exploded.
Did he also do a Raid Shadow Legends?
Everybody has.
We haven't.
Well, we're waiting. No, because we're advertising a different mobile game right now. Mm-hmm. A better game.
A
much better game.
Yeah, so get fucked, Raid Shadow. No, I'm just kidding. Raid Shadow Legends, if you feel like advertising us, I rescind my get fucked statement. Can't use that. All right.
I actually played that game for a minute. It was fun.
Don't say that until we get paid, though.
That's right. No, now they owe me money. That's why.
Oh, is that how it works? That how sponsorship works?
Yeah.
I like when influencers like do like a sponsored content thing, but they didn't get paid for it. There's definitely influencers that make sponsored content that they didn't get paid for. Like they're like, oh my gosh, using my new hashtag L'Oreal hashtag cream.
You think like they got sent it for free, so they're doing it just out of kindness.
Maybe not even that. Like,
not
they're
always.
Just trying to look like
they're just trying. Like they're trying to make it look like they're
trying to look like they're success. Like they're a successful influencer that gets. Paid
well, I don't know
to
if it's necessarily
it's like a flex.
Just about that. I think it's also about like making the brand aware of you. Like if you're getting traction on a post and you're like, "Hey, I love this L'Oreal shampoo," and then they see that they're like, "Hey, how would you like to do this thing properly?" Like I've had friends do stuff like that.
But what's the But that reasoning seems kind of silly because it's like, why would somebody pay you to do something if you're already doing it for free?
So you get on their radar. Like, it's the same kind of deal where, like, well, I don't know, like, if they don't know you exist, then you're not, they're not just going to hit you up one day. And it's also insane for you to have like no content that's relatable to that specific brand and then go to that brand and be like, hey, L'Oreal shampoo, can I have a bunch of money to post on you? And they'll just be like, no, we're not advertising right now. Who are you? Like, I don't know. I think if you cozy up to a brand, it's possible. It's not something I generally would do, but I don't think it's necessarily flex.
I've been trying to do that for a while. Dole won't give me a brand. Yeah,
I know. But
and
even though it's
so many goddamn bananas, and they
you gotta
still
go after
don't.
A Chiquita banana. they're the ones that understand the internet, man. You can't go after Dole. You have to go after the other banana monopoly.
Are you trying to get a Michelin sponsorship? For those of you at home listening, Ian has a Michelin cap and did not get paid to wear it.
I'm just trying. This is a Bros Like We podcast, so I was trying to be as manly as possible. So I wore my manliest hat.
So you wore a hat with a guy who's made out of sperm to like represent.
Oh my God. Excuse me. He's made out of rubber tires.
That's basically testosterone.
Basically.
No. No, the Michelin Man is actually a ghost. I always thought.
The original Michelin Man is frightening.
Yeah.
Like absolutely frightening.
Most old mascots are.
He has like a really silly French name. Michelin Man name. I just have to know.
Michelin Marquis.
It's like Bim Bim. No. Bibendum. His name is Bibendum.
Bibendum?
Huh. And there's this old poster of him, and he's like eating like nuts and bolts.
I mean, that
so
makes
he's
sense.
Like a monster. He's like a monster that raids your tool shed, and in the middle of the night, you hear some rustling around, and he just turns around like, like
that's
mouthful
the
of
that's
bolts.
Just the Iron Giant.
Yeah, be yeah, good.
He's sitting at a dinner table. He has a cigar in one hand.
What?
And he has like a martini glass with like a horseshoe.
That's
and,
awesome. Like,
the 90s were a different time.
Yeah, the 1890s.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Let's give some advice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Our first question asks, what does the Michelin Man look like in his worst form?
God Thank you. Damn it.
Peter from Arkansas.
All the questions are about the Michelin Man.
Yeah, I was wondering, is he like poppable or like is there just like bone underneath all those tires?
It's all just bones.
Is it like hey guys, sinew and
hey guys, big fan of the cast. Yeah, I've been seeing my ex for a while. You know, I've been having trouble with her. And what's the Michelin Man's deal?
Yeah, is he mostly made up of intestine like a koala?
Yes.
Yes, that was the creepiest fact that we learned in Australia, that they're like, oh yeah, you'd think that koalas are like fat because they look kind of fat, like they got a lot of fat on them, but they actually have very little body fat on them. It's mostly their digestive system.
Yeah. They don't even have a brain. Gross. It's just more intestines. It's just another stumble, thick skull.
Yeah.
Skull is 98% bone, but the bone is 48% tummy meat. So, ooh, Australia.
So
crazy.
The first question,
yes,
comes from Llama Queen.
Hi Llama Queen.
They ask, for a school project, I'm doing a funny video about the COVID situation. How can I be funny without risking to offend people?
You are risking to offend people by doing a sketch on it. I mean, you're risking it. I'm not saying you're going to offend anyone. Mm-hmm. You're risking it because you are making a joke. You're making a sketch around a very tough thing going on. Mm-hmm. So it's inevitable that someone might be offended.
I think with any situation like this, what you want to do is avoid making the joke about victims. You want to appeal to everyone's experience.
That's
during the COVID situation. So making a joke about how we all have to quarantine is a good route to go down. Mm-hmm. You don't want to make a joke about somebody that's sick.
Yeah.
Like, cause
that's
maybe
well,
not
that's,
cool.
Yeah. Punching down. And that's also,
That's a good point for anything. If you are doing anything comedically, there is generally a risk involved in it that somebody somewhere might be offended by something. So what you need to do for yourself is to come at it from the most understanding and polite way possible. Like they said, don't punch down at the victims, make fun of the situation. Like, look at, we just did a few sketches about quarantine, but I don't think we had a single sick person in any of the sketches. It's not about that. It's about the shared experience. And if, you know, in your best efforts, somebody still gets upset, you know, that's a tricky situation. You'll have to deal with it then. But if you're doing the best you can beforehand to be understanding and kind, that should be okay.
I think what Ian said is, you know, with our sketches and everything, it's COVID adjacent. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, we're making fun of things that are a result of the situation. We're not making fun of the situation. Right. Like, and make it about yourself. Like, make a sketch about your experience quarantining and something mm-hmm. dumb there. You know, like if you make a sketch about running out of toilet paper yeah. and what you're doing to replace toilet paper, that has to do with the, yeah. you know, situation that is a result of what's going on this year. It's not making fun of the thing itself. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only real route you can go. You can't make a sketch about COVID.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could toe the, I mean, I would say you could toe the line if you went like the sort of like Always Sunny route, where it's like you're making fun of the ignorance of people that mm-hmm. are doing the wrong thing.
But I think because it's still, for school, you yeah. got to be a little bit more careful.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I think it's, yeah, it's you just avoid making jokes about the victims. And then yeah. I think you're good.
And I think the difficulty there too is like, what you're saying, Ian, is totally a valid point, but people don't always pick up that you're making fun of a character. Like, this character is sure, a bad yeah. person. This character is ignorant, and that's the joke. But some people will just take that at face value and be like, I can't believe you said that. And you're like, well, I'm making fun of the person. They're like, no, yeah. you wrote the person. And so it's like, it's a gray area.
People don't pick up on sarcasm. So if, you know, I've had tweets or whatever where I am making fun of an offensive person and people just do not pick up on that.
Yeah.
So they think that I am making an offensive joke when I'm making fun of someone who's offensive.
Right.
It's kind of like if you did a Ben Shapiro impression and people didn't know who Ben Shapiro was, they'd be going, yeah. why are you saying that awful stuff? It's like, no, I'm making fun of someone
yeah.
Yeah.
who
yeah.
says awful stuff.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing with Always Sunny. Like, there's a lot of people that watch that show for the wrong reasons. It's the same thing. Like, people that idolize Rick mm-hmm. from Rick and Morty.
Right.
It's like, no, he's a bad person.
Yeah.
Like that's yeah. the point. It's pointing out the ignorance of, you know, exactly. a bad person.
Exactly.
And not everyone gets that.
Yeah.
And you just got to kind of, I don't know, like, hope that people do if sure. they want to go down that route.
But good luck,
not
Long Queen.
Not everyone's that big brain. So next one, this is a Curly Whirly. Nice name. They said, I'm about to graduate with my master's in one of the worst job economies in history. I'm defeated that after all this work, I have to go move back in with my dad. I'm not sure when people will be hiring again. Any advice on how to stay positive or find a job?
I've got a thought on this one. We're in a very unique situation right now where pretty much the whole world is in the same, at least grand scheme of things, boat. So, you know, obviously it'd be one thing where if everybody's getting a job left and right and now you have to move back in with your parents, it would be very disheartening. I understand that. Even then it would be fine, but it would be disheartening. But right now, it's not like everybody has a leg up on you. Everybody else is getting hired right now too. Anybody who's in your boat who you will be competing against to find a job in a normal situation, you're going to be competing against them in maybe a couple months when this dies down. They didn't beat you. You're not the only one stuck, you know?
I think that's a good point. Knowing that you're not alone is mm-hmm. a good one. I think also a big one is, you know, a lot of us, especially if you were going to college and everything, mm-hmm. you've put your worth on finding a job. But
right.
a job is, and I know it's impossible to not be stressed and not feel down when you don't have a job and mm-hmm. you're probably in debt from your degrees, but that isn't your whole worth. And there mm-hmm. is more to life than that. And I think the way you get through this phase, because if you keep trying, you keep putting yourself out there, you keep submitting for jobs, you keep searching for jobs, it may take time. Like it mm-hmm. may take years. And like, you just have to like be patient with that and find worth in other things and know that just because you're not super successful right now doesn't mean you won't be eventually. And doesn't exactly. mean life is hopeless.
Right.
You know? So
also, like finding a good job is so much of that is based on luck and timing. Mm-hmm. Like you're not going to there's no guarantee that you're going to jump out of college and find your dream job instantly. Mm-hmm. Like I think about that sometimes too with Smosh, with some of like the really great people that we have working with us. I'm like, they just happened to be mm-hmm. on the market for a job when we were looking for somebody to fill that position. Like mm-hmm. how rare is that, that the perfect person is going to be looking for the job at the exact moment that you need to fill that position. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think it sucks to have to move back in with your parents, but also it's a fortunate position to be able to have that fallback, mm-hmm. to be able to have, you know, a roof over your head for the time being. And yeah, it's so much about luck and timing. Like it might take some time, but I mean, you got a master's. That's definitely a leg up on other people. I don't know what the degree is.
I know it can sometimes make it tougher because jobs don't want to hire someone with a master's and have to pay them more, as opposed to hiring multiple people with less and pay them less. But mm-hmm. I would also say, don't be afraid. You probably, as someone with a master's, you probably have a vision of what you want, where you want to work and what you want to do. Especially in this time, keep your horizons open and other jobs mm-hmm. that you may not have never thought that you'd want to do or see yourself in might come about. And you might find yourself in a career a few years down the line where you're like, I never would have thought I'd be working in this.
Totally.
But you could be. That happens all the time. People have masters in one type of major, but they end up working in a complete, there was a Twitter thread recently totally. Where it was like, what's your degree and what do you work in? And people mm-hmm. had so many where they were in a completely different, someone was like, I have a degree in biochemistry and I'm a comic book writer or something like
that's
that.
Insane.
Like just stuff well, yeah, like that I mean, happens.
And flipping Ashton Kutcher was like molecular biology or something like mm-hmm. that. And then was like, I'm going to be an underwear model. And then
yeah,
that's where it stuff.
He was off. Also hot. So
yeah. So all you have to do is be born just so be hot.
Just be like,
Ashton yeah. so hot. And then you're fine.
It's really the key to life. Just, but I just think look hot.
Born I think
hot.
That's the. I think there is yeah. something to like really keeping your mind open and yeah. like just patience, man. Like it, Damien's right. It's brutal for everyone.
Yeah.
And it, you know.
But Shane made a great point. Like between working on So Random and then starting on Smosh, I had so many different jobs. And every single one of them, I was like, oh, I can actually see how I can move forward in this and be happy. Like, and they all just sort of led me to where I am today. Not directly, mm-hmm. certainly not a direct path. Working customer service and then spending time with my buddies later in online gaming built that relationship. And then one of those buddies got me that leather crafting job and I learned how to do that. And then the person that hired me for the leather crafting job got me into working sound for 3D cameras. And then when that happened, I was more like available to do like a VR voice acting based job because they knew I was doing that. Like, and then, you know, I'm back here because of stuff I, you know, connections I made from So Random Days. So like, it's all a path, but it's certainly not a straight line. And I think that'll take pressure off you because even if you're just moving slightly to the left and up a little bit, you've still got some forward movement and then eventually you'll get to where you want.
And it's also okay if you put in a bunch of effort into something and it ends up not going anywhere. The
that's
point
true.
Is to just be putting in effort because that's fulfilling for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough and it's okay to acknowledge that it's brutal and it is tough to be motivated. You're not gonna be motivated every day,
mm-hmm.
but you just keep going, okay, I'm going to keep working towards a goal, but I'm going to put in my effort everywhere. And if opportunities arise, I'm going to put in as much effort as I can into those and just keep going.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
All right. Let's move on to this next one. This one comes from Hoo Hoo Beanie.
Ooh, beanie. Nice.
Which you can get at Smosh.store.
Nice.
This person asks, how do you create a workspace at home that you feel comfortable working in? I find myself getting distracted too often by the smallest things, and because of that, I find it hard to focus.
I've got a thought on this, if that's cool. As an introverted person,
that's why we brought you on this podcast.
Thank you so much. As an introverted person that used to work from home while I was doing customer service, and so I'm pretty used to that, you have to have designated spaces for different things, even if it's not a different room. Like, I spend most of my time in this small room. But if I'm working, even if I have a laptop and I'm able to be mobile, I never do it on my bed. Not once. Because if I'm on my bed, that's when I can see my TV, all my video game controllers are there. That's when I start to get distracted. That's when I relax. That's when I pick up the phone and look at it. If I am at my desk, I am either doing work for Smosh and writing or Twitch streaming or whatever, or voice acting. But this is work. I can't relax here anymore. Maybe when quarantine is over, but I cannot relax at my desk. That's what's been helping me a lot.
I mean, because when you're working at home, you never feel like you're on the clock or off the clock. So set times in the day that you're not working and times of the day that you are working. Mm-hmm. And I think also when you're finding it hard to be motivated to work, try doing the hardest tasks at the beginning of the day. Get that stuff done first, and then it's less daunting to get something done. Cause like we've had shoots where I just find it so, like, now that we're shooting at home, I find it so hard to shoot sometimes because the task just seems so daunting. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I have so many scenes to shoot and like costume changes and angles and like all this stuff. And I find it hard to just put that foot forward to get started.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to motivate yourself later on in the day if it's an easier thing to do.
I'd agree with that.
Definitely. I also, I think breaking things up and looking at it task by task, like as much as you can put it into pieces, as opposed to looking at, oh, I've got to do all of this today. I've got to do it. Like for us, it's like, oh, I got to do a whole shoot today. Going, no, I'll do this scene. I got this scene. I'll split that. That scene consists of these two different shots. So I'm breaking it up into piece by piece. So I know, like, I'm just focused on that. I'm focused on something that is very doable in that moment. As opposed to shoot this whole sketch, that seems impossible. And then also I know there's a lot of apps and stuff on the phone that like it'll be like a timer, and while that timer's up, if you go out of the app, it like stops or whatever. So it's kind of like a commitment thing of like, hey, this forces you to essentially be off your phone for however much time you set on it, and stuff like that can be really good because the phone is the easiest thing to distract you.
Totally.
So if you eliminate that and you see that timer, you know, like, okay, in that space, I just got to work. I'll work in that time limit. Once that's up, I'll give myself a 15-minute break.
I think that's a big one, Shane, because I think, at least for myself, I have a really hard time relaxing because of the stuff that you said, Ian, where it's like, there's no on the clock or off the clock. I'll still be waiting around at 8 p.m. when I should be relaxing, thinking like, oh, is there something else I can do? And I think it's because I haven't fully designated the time for work or for play. Because you get on your phone because you're like, there's no way, I'm going to be relaxing right now. I just have to have one more minute with my phone. Take 15 minutes of work and then you've earned yourself 15 minutes of phone time. And when you actually schedule in the fun stuff too, that is as important as the work, you don't ignore either. You don't blur the lines. You can have it be their own things that you have to do. You have to relax for 15. Yeah.
And be present with your work. Like put all of yourself, the more you put yourself into that work, the more relaxed you're going to feel later. Agreed. It's kind of like if you work out, working out harder just lets you relax more once you're done. And you feel better because you feel you really gave it your all and you got it all done.
This question also comes from Hoo Hoo Beanie. Oh. Which you could still get at Smosh.store. It's a friendship-related question. They said, during this quarantine, I found myself distancing myself from my friends because I don't like texting. Any tips on how to avoid becoming a hermit?
This is an example of, like, you just sort of got to do it. Like, maybe you can invite your friends to a Zoom call if that's easier than texting. But, like, I get not wanting to rely on text. But right now, the circumstances of the world are pretty different. So, like, it's either do you want to stay in contact with your friends or do you want to not text? That's kind of the
Just find a different way of staying in contact with them other than texting, because texting is like, we all just became so used to that being the main form of communication because it's quote-unquote easy. But holy shit, it's so much easier to have a conversation over the phone or over FaceTime. It's so much easier. And you can focus on the person. You can actually have a real conversation rather than send one thing and then answer back 30 minutes later. You can't have like a real conversation with a group of people over text. Like, it's just a pain in the ass.
And you lose you lose nuance in text too. You read it and you're like, how could they be so mean about that? And they're like, no, I was being sarcastic, you know.
Yeah,
for sure. So I don't think there's anything necessarily. I think you can do both. I think it's a matter of, very similar to our previous question, it's a matter of just like setting up, like knowing every day that you're going to reach out to someone. Mm-hmm. Like, just, and maybe it is texting. That's something. But to just make sure you're always, and I think that's good even outside of quarantine, because I think it's very easy to lose track of some people, you know, like, I think just to always be like, going, okay, I'm going to reach out to this person. I'm going to say that, even if I'm just saying I'm thinking about them.
Let's jump into some quarantine related questions.
Oh, fun.
This one. Have you guys,
sorry, random thing. I've been watching Game Grumps again lately because I've had so much more time. The funniest thing is apparently on YouTube, like, they're sort of pushing videos down that specifically say like quarantine and COVID-19. Like, it's sort of a listened thing, like any cursing would be. So they're referring to it as the Backstreet Boys reunion tour. So they keep saying, like, they're like, yeah, I didn't want to go to the beach because people could be giving away tickets to the tour and you didn't even try to go, but all of a sudden you're there.
That's so funny.
Sorry.
I love that.
Come up with our own.
I don't know if the algorithm picks up people's mentioning COVID. And
all I know is they were just calling it that.
But I understand the paranoia around it and why they would do that.
For sure.
God, that's so funny though. Sorry, I just had to share.
That's genius.
No, I love that. I
love them.
Gotta love the Game Grumps. Aaron and Danny.
They're my favorites. Oh, and actually that leads into this question.
Right. Actually, they said does it?
Yeah, for me.
This comes from Accordingly 69. Nice.
Yeah, dude.
They said, how to maintain your sanity while living alone, please and thank you.
So the reason that I've answered first for all these questions, so I'm sorry. But the reason that bleeds into what I was talking about with the Game Grumps was, when I lived alone, I lived alone from ages like 20 to 22, 23. I had my own little bachelor pad in mid-city LA, and back when property values were so much lower and I could actually have a one bedroom for way less than it should have been. Very lucky, good position. But I would go days without talking to people because I would just be in my place playing video games. Like, I don't need to go to the store. I don't need to do anything. But what really helped me was having a routine. And at that time, that was when the Game Grumps first started, and they uploaded twice a day, once at 10 a.m., once at 2 p.m. And those were very specifically the times I looked forward to most in the day. So it'd be like, oh, I have to get my work done. So I have to, you know, so I can be ready for the video upload. Obviously, that's not going to be the case for everybody, but having a routine is incredibly important, and making yourself stick to it. You are the only one who is responsible for yourself when living alone. So have some discipline. Let yourself be like, no, I can't have sweets before this hour of the day. No, I can't watch TV until work gets done. Like, you have to have a second mind sort of overcoming all sort of distractions that you have in front of you. And it helps to write that down in a routine. Word vomit. There we go.
I think that's good. I think I relate to that in a lot of ways. There's silver linings, you know, to living alone, which is, one is that, like, you're in full control of, like, your living space and, like, yeah, your day. So it is easier in some ways to be productive. I think living alone has helped me a lot with fitness. Like, I know everything is ready at home. I got everything set up, whatever, go to the gym. But even living alone now, like, I'm like, I can work out in the middle of my living space at any time. I'm not disrupting anybody else's time. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, for me, it's before all of this, like, I would go hang out with people. I would go to work. You know, living alone when I didn't have a job was really tough for me, I will say, because I had so much time by myself. And being able to, when I'm going to an office and I'm working all day and I'm around people all day, it's very nice to come back to my own space. I love that. And same if I go out to a party or a bar and I'm hanging out with people, it's nice to come back to my own space at the end of the night and then wake up and just be me. And I'm like, just worried about myself. But I think also, like one of the previous questions, you got to also make sure you're reaching out to people all the time. You got to be active about your make it a routine of like, okay, I'm going to hit people up every day, call them, text them, whatever, just to keep that going.
As good as you think you might be dealing with living alone right now, like, try to be aware of like when you're struggling during this and reach out to a friend.
Yeah.
Makes and I think sense. That's, I think that's probably the most important thing. Cause like for me, like I always like compartmentalize things and like, just kind of like, nah, I'm good. I can deal with it. But it definitely does help like talking with friends, especially through this kind of stuff.
This might be too deep. So maybe ignore it. But you know, you're saying it's good to talk through things like that. As a friend of yours, sometimes I feel like there are walls up, like when I want to talk about something more serious or check in that you're okay. Like you said, you're good at sort of fronting like, no, it's fine. Hey, it's how it goes. So as a friend, how would you, is it just a timing thing for you where like sometimes you're ready to talk and sometimes you won't? Do you care if I like push a little bit? Cause there have been things recently where I wanted to like check up on you, but I got sort of like a, like, ah, I'm chill, man. So I don't know. Yeah. Is it on me as your friend to like go further or do I wait for you to reach out or if this is too deep, ignore it. But
no, I mean like I also don't think that I'm the best at like recognizing when, you know, I need like help or not so much like help, but just like, I'm very much like, maybe it's like, I don't want to burden people or I just don't want to be bothered to like talk about it. I'm not completely certain, but I do think it's like, it's definitely good to talk to people. It's good to just, even if it's not about like anything in particular, just being able to to unload whatever's going on in your brain is a healthy thing.
Sure. Okay.
Typically dealing with anything in particular that's you know, that I see as a problem.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
So let's see. Let's move on to the next one. DeBull 1014. And this is actually a question, Shane, you were sort of touching on already. What's a good at-home workout routine for someone without a lot of weights?
Oh, shit.
Do it, son.
I've been getting a lot of messages from people asking me my workout routine during all this. I do have a couple pairs of dumbbells. So that is obviously, if you don't have them, that makes things a little more difficult. Honestly, like I, for one, I mean, if there is a park or somewhere where you can jog a safe distance from everyone, that's great. I mean, jogging is just so healthy for you. If you don't have that, if you have a jump rope, that's awesome too. For me, I mean, honestly, I've been doing a lot of body weight exercises. I do just a ton of push-ups. I mean, on those days, I have a pull-up bar. If you don't have that, back exercises are really tough to figure out. But you know, so with stuff like push-ups, if you're doing push-ups and bicycles and sit-ups, and then you're doing stuff like squats, jump squats are amazing. You just literally jumping up in the air as much times as a row. Lunge switchbacks, where you kind of have you're like down in a lunge type of situation and you just switch your legs back and forth. Google, like, look up like great body weight exercises for every muscle group, and there's tons.
So body weight exercises would be the term. Is that hearing that makes me go like, oh, holy crap. Yeah, that's what I would Google.
Yeah, because you're just using your body weight. You don't have anything else. Stuff like yoga is even great. I mean, there is so much stuff you can do. And yes, you're not able to gain a lot of mass of like lifting heavy weight, but you do a bunch of reps. I mean, you work out hard, push yourself for an hour. A lot of those, like, you know, high interval training classes that people pay a lot of money to go to, a lot of them don't incorporate that many weights. Like, it's just body weight exercises.
Is it called calisthenics? Calisthenics?
Calisthenics or thing.
Body weight? Is that body weight exercise?
I don't actually know. But I know it can be referred to as body weight exercises. And there's a ton. And I mean, if you Google it, I'm sure now especially, there's tons of YouTube fitness channels that are like making full routines. I know even Chris Hemsworth had like a thing that he was doing. There's tons of stuff you can do. And all you need is literally like a 6-foot square space. Just wear some gym shorts and stuff, and you can do everything you need. I mean, really. And that goes beyond this. Like, if you're able to commit to that and you do that at least every other day, you'll be in great shape eventually. I mean, that the consistency is more important than the actual routine, I believe.
Yep.
I believe if you do something if you jog a mile a day every day for months, that's going to be better than doing the craziest workout.
Yeah.
A couple days.
100%.
Like, I mean, that's just how it goes.
Because a lot of those people that do the crazy workout, they end up either injuring themselves or they're just like, oh, well, I did that crazy workout, so I don't need to work out for 3 or 4 days. And also, that's me sometimes. Yeah. Like, I'm definitely guilty of that.
Mm-hmm. I think this offers a great opportunity to like be like, okay, over the course of the next month while I'm still in quarantine, I'm going to work on seeing how many push-ups I can get myself up to doing by the end of it. And so every day I'm going to try to do a little bit more, give yourself a rest day every now and then, but keep trying to up that number. Stuff like that's great.
Yeah. How many push-ups are you up to, bro?
Hundreds.
5,000.
5,000.
I haven't officially tried to see how many I can do in a row. I'll do like 25 and I'll take a break. I'll do like some tricep stuff. Then I'll go back, do 25.
I took push-ups for granted in a way, because when I was in karate as a kid, they would have you do all these like stretches and exercises before you started. And so it would be like, you know, you got to do this routine of stretching. And at the end, I'm going to need 50 push-ups, 50 sit-ups, 50 squats, like all that stuff. And then we can get started. So it was all like a race with how quick you could get done, like with your other classmates. So back when I was like a spry youngster with a very fit body and like didn't have to deal with, you know, just being a tired adult, we did like 50 to 60 push-ups, like with good form within like a minute or two. And it was nothing. And then I stopped doing that. Now going back as an adult, trying to do push-ups, I'm like, whew, that 20 was sure a lot.
Your body weight is so much more.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying I had a skewed view where I was like, oh, I could probably do like 60 right now. And it's like,
I think I was like 13 and I did 100 in a row. But that's because I weighed nothing.
Yeah. Right.
I could never, I don't think it's possible for me to do 100 in a row now because I have 70 pounds on when I was 13. So I'm lifting more weight.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's fair. What I've been doing to do that is I'll step outside on my balcony and just like sigh a few times and then I'll go back inside.
That's good.
That's a good one. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breath work.
I eat Oreos with a lot of passion.
Okay. Sorry, random thing. I am not a sweets guy, but last night I was like, I got to have something. So I postmated some ice cream from Salt and Straw. I got bone marrow and smoked cherry flavored ice cream.
Whoa.
Astounding. Yeah.
Salt and Straw does not fuck around.
They're not messing about. They're not messing about, son.
They get weird.
I can't with the weird ones. I love Salt and Straw, but I still, even at Salt and Straw, I get chocolate or vanilla or like coffee flavor if I'm feeling crazy.
Whoa!
Yeah. I ordered some from Jenny's and I got like a brown sugar and like almond, like toffee. Dude, it was so flipping good.
We're working our way down these questions. There's no way we'll get to the whole bottom section. There's one in that bottom section that you know I want to talk about from the Instagram questions.
Okay.
Let's do it. Yeah.
You know which one it is.
Just jump to it. Just do it.
You know which one.
No, I don't.
It's the third one.
Just call it out. Just read it.
It's the third one. This is your rodeo.
Really? But this is such a dumb question. Like, all right. We all know the answer to this one. Uh-huh. HelenaElena.xo asked, should toilet paper roll over or under? And obviously, it's over.
Over.
You have to be a stupid idiot.
I gotta be honest here, man, because I've been thinking about this.
Shut up.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it going under. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I am mad at you now.
Look, I am the only person I think in the world that is completely neutral on this, but I'm passionate.
Pick a side. There's a war going on.
No, I'm passionately neutral. I think both sides work just fine. I think the benefit
of
the under,
Switzerland
the benefit of the under is that you're less likely to accidentally roll out too much.
I've never done that though. As an adult, how, you know, you're tearing off three little squares at a time or whatever. How do you go, and then accidentally unroll the whole thing? You don't yank it, you tear it to the right or left, like an adult.
It's not that much more inconvenient for it to be on the backside.
It is.
Untrue.
It's the difference between going boop or
no.
Like, yeah.
You're
idiot.
You're not a fucking cat.
Thank you. I am not one of them. And that's why I don't need to do it under, because it's dumb.
Actually, yeah. If you have a cat, maybe going under would be better.
Oh, I brought Ian to my side.
We'll fight you both and win.
Oh, that's actually a great point. Having it under would make it less likely for a cat to roll it all
my
out.
My cat because doesn't roll it out.
Your cat doesn't.
I've never had a cat do it. I'm just saying, like, but if it's a possible. Cat decides to do it, maybe under
train your
would
cats
be better.
Possible.
Holy flat
crap.
Out, do not
I never thought I'd be an under boy.
If I put on my toilet paper and I realize, yeah. Oh, I put it under, I'm not changing it. I don't care.
Mm.
That's where I stand. It's at, it does not bother me. What bothers me more than the over the under is when toilet paper, when the holder is like in a very odd place, when it's like way behind, like it's next, mm-hmm. it's parallel to the tank.
That's
as
weird.
Opposed to being next to the seat.
Yeah, so when people have those the toilet paper holders that aren't actually attached to the wall, they're like on a long ass like stand.
Yeah, but then it's like in a weird place. Like it can't be too far. It's got to be right next to your right or left hand. Like it's got to be literally your arm is still bent and you're able to just grab it.
I've thrown out a shoulder before trying to wipe my ass with things like that.
Yeah, it's tough work, man.
It's hard work, man. Got a big ass. Also, just want to say real quick, the patent for toilet paper, if you look it up, it is over.
So you're saying we should do things like we did in the 1800s? No.
Yes, exactly. Because
we get better at stuff.
We don't need no like life hacker. Like actually, if you take your toilet paper and pull it through a tissue box, it works. Blah, 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 blah. It's like forget that. Nobody ever actually uses the life hacks that we tell them about, Shane. So why don't we just do things for real?
All right. So we all agree. Over, unless you have a crazy cat that likes to roll the toilet paper.
Yeah,
all
right,
let me jump to a dating question.
Over or under.
Local lesb asked, that's their name. That's just what their name is. They said, tips on finding a partner. I've been really lonely during quarantine and I'd love to at least start talking to someone to not feel as lonely. When you're talking about finding a partner, nothing's worse than desperation. So if you're I'm just saying like if you're saying like, gosh, I'm really lonely, I really want to find someone to talk to because I'm just so lonely, that's not a good angle to come after.
Don't think that's their opening line. But
no, but it's the intention.
Hi, please. Oh, fuck. I'm so lonely.
Because I
think they just mean in general, like they want to be dating. They just want to like, but I don't know. I have a problem with that. I've always had an issue with the idea because I used to be that way of needing of your happiness being reliant on you being in a relationship, I think is the most unhealthy thing. And I know that's also making an extreme out of what the person asking probably means it's in a much lighter sense of just like, oh, I'd like to be dating. How do I date it during this time? Mm-hmm. But also if you are lonely because you're not in a relationship, that's a problem. Like you don't have to be lonely because you're not in a relationship, but dating apps and stuff, I mean, people are figuring it out. Like, but obviously, yeah, you're not going to be able to like fully date someone right now. Like that's just like not in person.
Yeah. I started doing like video dates, but it's like, if I'm not vibing with a person, I'm not going to, just cause I'm lonely, I'm not going to like go back and talk to them.
You just like close the laptop, like no heads up.
It's like, I'm done. Bye. No. But it is a little awkward. Like I went on one and I had my doubts by the pictures they were using, and my doubts were confirmed when they showed up on video because they were very strategically positioned. Let me just say that. It's all right. Look, it's just represent yourself truthfully in the apps. Like, it's, I'm not saying like they were, when you look different from your photos on mm-hmm. the dating apps, that's not right. That's not okay.
Into the FaceTime and it's just this.
Yeah.
But he's not yeah. FaceTiming a Midwestern father.
It's just,
I mean, it's the same. Oh, it's the same.
For the audio people, Shane put his phone directly like below his chest, so looking I look up like at the under chin. Yeah, yeah, like a titan.
It's, I mean, it's the same thing if you're meeting somebody in person for like a first date. I've heard horror stories of people meeting someone and they're complete, like, so one person.
I always
that I
feel
talk
so
to,
bad about that though. Like, that's like, it must be so tough to be so uncomfortable with your looks that you feel you have to completely lie about. I mean, it's essentially, I mean, you're talking about one step away from catfishing, where people who do literally Photoshop their pictures. Mm-hmm. So they just essentially are a different person in their yeah. photos as opposed to, but I feel so bad for them. I feel like that's gotta be so tough.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Yeah, or yep. Somebody like myself who's in my 30s, there's people that are using photos of themselves from like 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, ah, okay.
I mean,
interesting choice.
When I was on dating apps, I had the option of like using photos that made me look like I was taller or like, you know, whatever. And I was always against that. So I'm like, I would so much rather the swipes that I'm getting, I know that they know what I look like for sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And honestly, if it's going to be a problem for that person, like if height, for example, if someone would not have swiped left, if they thought, you know, that you weren't a super duper tall person, then it's already not going to work out with that person. Yeah. So why lie about it and get them on a date only for them to be like, well, no, I'm the type of person where height matters so much. There's no way. Like, you're wasting both of your time. Yeah. So yeah,
it's brutal. I mean, it's just so brutal.
I mean, obviously sucks. Like it's, yeah, I think my approach is always just represent myself as truthfully as I can on mm-hmm. dating apps. But then I also understand like people have insecurities and that bleeds through on their,
of course,
on their profile.
Of course.
It's just unfortunate because it's like you can't start a relationship off on a lie.
Well, it also, yeah, like yeah. I can get that because even if I found them attractive when I saw them in person, if they looked completely different than the photos, I'd be just weirded out. I'd be like,
yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
What's going
like
on? This, yeah.
Now I can't trust anything you're going to do.
Yeah. Like, so when I went on that video date, vibe was immediately off because I was like, oh, you look completely different.
It is. Well, because you do start on a lie, and that's the thing. But also, you might be attracting the wrong kind of people if you're, you know, adjusting your photos at all. Like, I'm somebody who, when I was on the dating apps, I would be very intimidated if all the shots look like model, 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 model. I'm like, oh, that's no way. Like, she looks like she'd be mean to me or something like that. Or like, you know, she looks like she would want to go to the club every night and that's not my thing. And I wouldn't even give it a shot. But if that person turned out to be like so introverted and like look like a normal human being and all that stuff, that's what I would actually be like attracted to. But if they misrepresented themselves as a model or something, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're attracting the wrong type of person.
I got that with the bio too, because I remember I had friends trying to like give me pointers on like, no, the bio needs to be like this, needs to be a little bit more like flirty and serious or whatever. And I was like, I'm not that.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Yeah. Like, should I pretend that I'm a different human until they meet me and realize I'm not that human? Like,
I don't know. Finally relax after a year of a relationship and be like, okay, God, well, this is who I really am. Here you go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what people do and it sucks. Yeah, it's why crazy. It's why so many relationships are dysfunctional.
So this next question comes from Ben Atherton 03.
Z, not O.
Yeah, I guess they don't.
Zilch, ought.
Ought. My bad. Thanks for calling me out. Thanks for making me look stupid, Damien.
Dude, you got yourself for that. No worries.
This person said, so I've been with a girl for about a year. Since quarantine started, I've been pretty distant. Because I don't see her, I think I've lost interest. Do I try to wait the quarantine out and see how I feel? Or break things off now?
Oh, man.
There's a lot there. There's so much not information there, I feel like. Like, you've been seeing a girl for a year, and now you're actively saying, like, yeah, I've been distant. I've moved away. I don't see her. I don't keep in contact with her too much. So, of course, you don't feel anything, because now you're making yourself a stranger to her.
One, maybe we should bleep your name in case she also watches Smosh.
Yeah.
But two, like, you've sort of got to check in with where your emotions are at. Do you miss this girl? Do you actually want to communicate with her? You know, you're saying you feel yourself pull away, but even though your feelings are something you can't quite control, your actions definitely are. So if you're, it's not like your body has made you pull away. It's like you are pulling away. You got to ask yourself why you're doing that. It is an active thing. That being said, it is very tricky to maybe break off with someone. I don't know if you're younger or if you're like, you know, living on your own, but if you're this the only person that this girl would have during quarantine and you're breaking it off, that sucks. Like, I acknowledge that.
It's crazy times. Like, I would normally say, like, yeah, it sounds like you've lost interest, maybe you should break it off, sounds like you're not interested anymore. But also, it's like, this is a crazy time that nobody prepared for, and maybe you just have a lot of stuff on your mind, and because of that you're not able to focus on somebody that you care about. But you've also like recognized this feeling. So I feel like you're just kind of, I feel like you've kind of recognized that you're not feeling it anymore and you're just delaying the inevitable.
I think that's possible. Mm-hmm. I think, but I will say there's so many ways you could go about giving advice on this. Cause I would also say you've been with someone for a year, which is a long enough time that if something's not feeling right, maybe first try to do something to see if there's a way to fix the situation. Mm-hmm. If you're going, oh, I'm not feeling this because we're not talking much, well, then maybe try to set up something so you're talking more. Like, you know, you dated this person for a year. There must have also been something there to start with. Mm-hmm. You know, I see a lot of questions where it's like, yeah, I haven't been feeling it lately. Should I just end it? And I'm like, well, do you want to see if maybe, like, you know, there is an aspect of work involved in a relationship that you put in effort. And if you continue to be in relationships and expect to just keep feeling it, regardless of how much effort you're putting into it, then you're going to end up single over and over and over again.
Yeah.
There has to be an element of putting in for this other person.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I'd say if you have done that and you're feeling this way, then yeah, maybe it's time to move on, but give it a shot.
I will say, not to make this person feel bad, but like when you're looking for a partner, especially something a little bit more long-term, it's also important to know how you react in a crisis, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is the kind of person where, like, if you're going to continue being with them, it's been a year, 2 years, 3 years, things are going to come up. The world is going to be crazy again at some point. And if you are the type of person to, in a crisis, just completely detach and not need a partner, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just maybe how you're wired. But if that's not what you need, or you feel yourself not even gravitating toward this person in a crisis, then maybe it's not a good match. Don't rush into anything, you know, any decisions, but you definitely have to consider where you're at right now and how you've responded already.
Yeah. So probably worth having a conversation with this significant other of yours and say, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Maybe this is why I'm feeling it. How are you feeling? How do you feel about me being more distant?
Do you care? Does it actually matter to you what they think? Yeah. Or are you asking just to ask?
Yep.
That's another important question.
All right. So we're coming down to the end. So let's go to the lightning round.
Beep, beep, beep.
So this is these are a bunch of questions that were asked over Instagram. Thank you guys so much for submitting those to the Smosh Instagram story. This comes from Kyle Durand. The question was, what are some healthy coping mechanisms you guys use?
Journaling. Write down exactly how you feel about stuff. Vent it all out.
Exercise and designate specific time to relax. Don't leave it nebulous. Give yourself 1 hour of relaxation scheduled.
I probably don't have one. I compartmentalize. All right, let's go to the next one. This one comes from Trix464. They said, favorite part about filming from home?
Setting my own schedule, being my own boss.
Setting my own schedule and being bottomless all the time.
Gross.
Not having to drive to work and just being here and just getting a little bit more sleep.
Nope. That's my favorite part. Awesome.
Okay, so now this person, Andy Hayes, asks, when you were kids, what did you want to be when you grow old? And in parentheses, how did dream change? How did dream change?
Doctor, then astronaut, then chef, but then I got attention for being in a theater production, and then I was an actor, and now we're here.
I didn't have dreams.
I wanted to be a veterinarian for all of my childhood until I did Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory in fifth grade and was like, oh, I'm actually really good at this. All right.
Have we talked about this?
What?
Shane, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was my first play that got me into acting in third grade.
What part did you play?
Willy Wonka.
I played Willy Wonka.
Whoa. Never-
Are you kidding me?
Did we just find out a new thing about you guys? What the
that's
hell?
That's so funny.
Yo, that's insane.
I was the only one to audition for the part, so.
Yeah, well, I was the only one who was like asking for it. Everyone was like, I don't care, I don't know. And I was like, can I be Willy Wonka? And they're like, yeah, well, here's some attention.
He's the one with the name in the title. I want to be that one.
Shane!
It used to be on video. I used to have the VHS of it.
I have to have some photos somewhere.
Yeah.
My mom has to.
That'd be funny. That's crazy.
Dude. Shane, what the hell?
What other plays are you going to do in fifth grade?
Well, what are you talking about?
Guys,
Death of a Salesman?
I know we just discovered this, but guys, we got to move on. It's lightning round.
Okay, fine.
We got to touch on that later.
Can't wait for this more interesting question that comes.
Wild.
Here it is.
Drew Nichols 13 asked, what are some small pleasures? For example, mine is a mug of hot chocolate.
Finding extreme commonality with a friend and discovering new things after years of friendship. Just kidding. Sitting down and playing a video game while watching TV. Splitting my brain two ways actually occupies all of my thoughts so I don't have to like overthink stuff. So video game and TV at the same time.
Two answers. Fresh laundry. Mm. And also when you wake up 2 hours before your alarm goes off. Yes. So you get to just sit there and go, yeah, I get to go back the fuck to sleep and it feels so good.
Driving through an open road in the wilderness early morning, right around when the sun is starting to come up.
Boo. No,
that's cool. Pretty dope.
That's pretty dope. Oh, and also waking up when it's super cold and melting into the covers.
Yeah.
And, finishing a book and now getting to decide what book you want to read next.
Nerd.
And it could be any book.
Hmm.
Row.
Also just eating some bomb-ass food.
Yeah, food.
Yeah.
All right. Finn Barrett asked, top 10 ways to eat peanut butter?
If you're not dipping Oreos into your peanut butter, you've not figured out the code.
Sounds like the worst thing ever to me.
It's so delicious.
Using your fingies, using a banana, spreading it on apples, spreading it on toast, injecting it into your veins.
On celery.
Ants on a log. That's right. In cups, in peanut butter cups. Adding it to your ramen actually is delicious.
What?
No joke. Yeah, add it to your ramen with a soy sauce flavor. Peanut is used in
I guess that's true. In
Asian
Thai food,
cuisine all the time.
Thai food has tons of peanuts in it.
But like, does it like separate? Tracks. Like what happens to it?
No, it just sort of thickens up the soup. I mean, do it with like a complimentary broth, like soy flavor, but
Shoyu ramen.
Okay. Yeah, shoyu. Yeah. What is that? 7, 8?
Your ass.
That ass. Fitting your mouth around the wide lid of the Jif and then just going.
Yo, y'all ever spread some peanut butter on a banana?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Can we just talk really quick? Really quick. Why do apples taste so much better when you slice them?
That's a loaded question, my friend. I wouldn't say that they do.
I think that's, I don't know if with that.
No. Give it a shot. Obviously, you can't.
It a shot many times in my life.
I haven't tried an apple. It's so much better.
But there's something about specifically something that's crisp, like a Fuji apple, that like when you bite into it in that first big bite, you actually take like half the apple side with you. And it's just like, oh, yes, perfect.
That's too much.
And it's one of those like softer, red, delicious things. I would slice that so you get a little bit of that crunch.
See, I'm a Granny Smith boy and I'll eat them anyway.
You know, there's Damien's
making a yucky face.
There's like 500 varieties of apples.
Granny Smiths are the best.
I've had them. And I've had Fuji.
Click by Soul asks, would you guys date a woman that is taller than you? So this is a question.
Yes,
that was kind
I
of,
have.
It was, we kind of talked about this in the podcast last week where I confronted Carrie Miller, Courtney's sister, that I am to marry in the future. And she only dates guys that are 6 foot or taller. Would I date a woman that's taller than me? Yeah, I don't care. I mean, yeah. But I don't know. I've never done it, but I feel like maybe there is something.
I have zero problem with it. I think the only issue for me, and I know it's the same for tall girls, is that they worry that they are judged, so they feel insecure. Mm-hmm. I think I would, unless I like felt comfortable enough where I'm like, they don't care, they don't care, then I don't care. But yeah, I think if I'm worried that they care, that might affect it.
Yeah, that,
person,
yeah.
I dated a person, just not for very long, but I dated a girl who was taller than me a few years ago, and it didn't matter to me. It just, yeah. I would not,
yeah.
It doesn't bother me. I've dated literally every person I have dated has looked so different. Like, I have no type.
I have literally no type.
I ain't got no type.
I don't know.
But but Ian, you're saying you would date someone taller than you.
Sure. I've just never done it, I guess. Well, I mean, maybe just like a slight teensy, tiny bit taller than me, maybe. I would date somebody like maybe not like over 6 feet. Maybe
I would date someone over 6 foot. I have no
problem. Because it's just a compatibility thing. If you want to like kiss the person, I don't have to go on my tippy toes. I don't have to make her bend over.
I don't know if you'll have to be on your tippy toe, but I don't know. Yeah. I'm the same way. I don't think I don't think I have, but I certainly would. That's not a thing for me at all.
Yeah, yeah. I have zero. I've never experienced. I think the thing is, I feel like most tall girls
are not
interested in guys shorter than them. It's been my experience. And I know I hear a lot of tall girls say like, oh, no guy shorter than me would want to date me. But in my experience, personal experience, tall girls have always made it known very quickly, like, oh, I only want to date someone my height or taller.
It doesn't bother me. And I don't think it should bother people.
But you like what you like. So
I think Joe Jonas and Zayn are like leading the charge for the short kings. Mm-hmm. I think it's becoming more normalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's great.
Danny DeVito walked so that they could run.
Okay. Yeah. Last question. This is the most important question of the bros like we. Carl Sella asked, what are boys thinking, bruh? What are boys thinking, bruh?
Dude, women?
In my head is just is just the Animal Crossing theme.
Yeah. Mm. Beep ba ba beep ba ba. Beep ba beep ba beep
beep. We don't have to cut that out, right?
That's, no. Beep beep ba beep ba beep.
Is KK Slider gonna sue us?
Ba ba beep ba ba.
Your video's been claimed by KK Slider.
Yeah, well, that'd be pretty dope. Okay. Anyway, what boys thinking, bro?
What this boy's been thinking recently is that maybe I've lost my mind a little bit because I downloaded a video game. It is it's so funny that I'm wearing like a Michelin hat right now. I downloaded a game that is a off-road trucking game where you like pick up like trailers and take them to their destination and like you pick up supplies.
You're talking about Death Stranding.
No, yes. Nope. Much worse. It is a like off-road simulator type game. So there's like, maybe it's a muddy road and you might get stuck and you might have to like put your truck into low gear and like lock the differential and use a winch to get out.
I think it's there's anything wrong with that. That sounds fine.
We're very different people.
It's just very, yeah, it's just very, like, I realize how boring it really is, but it's kind of like a puzzle game.
That's
it's
okay. Like, there's always going to be games that are, or even, like, any kind of form of media that connects to you, and then other people are like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. But then some people are into, like, really cool stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And some people are, like, into, like, lame, dumb stuff.
I agree.
Ice Road Trucker, the free mobile game, or it's whatever you're talking about.
DMV Simulator.
It basically is Ice Road Truckers. And the weird part is, like, the loading screen, you know how, like, loading screens sometimes have, like, funny facts and hints? Mm-hmm. This one has some, like, weird, like, truck lobby stuff where they're like, it's expected that the trucking industry will increase by 20% in by 2030. And, like, truckers pay X amount of taxes, but only contribute to this amount of people on the roadway. And it's like stuff that's just like very like pro trucker. Like,
I mean, that makes
I don't
sense.
Know.
I would
it's
imagine
weird.
It would be though.
It's
like
weird.
You're not going to play like a Call of Duty game and have the loading screen be like the military industrial complex.
There was one
Lowe's.
That was like,
and
there was,
you're like, no, it's going to.
There was one that was it was like women only account for 3% of truckers, but some studies may, or they're like, but they're just as good at their job, and some may. Some studies may show that they're safer.
What?
What are you trying to convince us? Like, it's like what?
Okay, man.
They can do the same job?
Women can also do a job, guys.
What?
This is how progressive we are as truckers. Women can do our job.
But the only woman you can play as in the game has the lowest stats on purpose. Like, they made her, like, the worst driver.
We call her Bad Diane.
It's like, wait, you just said that women are good truck drivers, but in the game... you have it designed against them.
Sorry. So what are you boys thinking real quick? Sorry. I know I took way too much time.
Man, I don't know.
It just milk just sloshes back and forth.
Just sloshy milk. Sort of like a cartoon dog that's walking like, you know, like a classic Mickey Mouse style where his legs are normal, but the body's like bouncing up and down. It's like, and he's just sort of like on a walk cycle. It's in black and white. And there's just like,
God.
You know, an angry dude like coming out of the window.
Damn
know.
It, that Damien, that just made me realize you have a sketch that you didn't talk about in your sketches you've never made.
Huh.
The guy who sued Drake.
Oh my God.
We'll save it for the next time we don't, because it's one of my favorite sketches
yeah, let's
ever.
Yeah, save that.
Oh,
also,
man.
Also, I just want to say the game is called, I think it's called SnowRunners, and it's co-op. So if you guys want to get the game and come trucking with me,
no,
and come help.
Oh
pull.
Man, no.
Yeah, you can come winch me out of a hole. I'd appreciate that.
Ah,
all right. So let's move on to the shoot.
Yeah,
dude.
Let's move on.
Let's move on to our shoot, dude.
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 Shoot, dude. Boot it, boop, boop. Okay.
Jojo.
Okay. Damien and Shane are doing weird
jokes. We're Jojo posing.
All right. This one says, "Hi, my name is Zach, and this happened to me a long time ago. When I was like 11 years old, I went to my lifelong best friend's house. Let's call him Danny. And we are playing soccer, and he stepped inside to get us some drinks. While he was inside, I was sitting on the grass in his garden, and I heard a crawling noise near me. I am a huge arachnophobic," which is somebody that's scared of spiders. "And when I turned around, there was a huge spider next to me. I stood up and straight up punted the spider into the flowers of the garden and didn't tell Danny about it when he came back. Then a few days later at school, I noticed Danny looked upset at lunch." Oh, shoot. I already see what's coming. "I asked him what was wrong, and he said that he had lost his new pet tarantula, Timmy, the other day. I never told Danny the truth about what happened for years until his wedding during my best man speech. He found it very funny." Whew.
That's, I don't know. That's a controversial shoot, dude, because he wasn't in the wrong. He didn't know his buddy had a pet tarantula, but also something suspect that he
punted.
I don't
think it's true.
He punted a, if you see a tarantula and you, if you just see one and then you don't tell anyone, why would you not, why would you not tell anyone immediately after?
I feel like all the shoot dudes I've been on recently, and now I know I can say this, have been complete fabrications, and I don't believe this one either.
I don't think it's a fabrication. I think
so you're telling me, as someone who is an arachnophobic, seeing a tiny spider would probably freak you out. So seeing a whole ass tarantula after hearing a crawling noise, whatever that is, you decide to contact it by kicking it. If you were an arachnophobic, you would scream and run away, not be like, time to get rid of this big boy. Kick it into some bushes.
We're also talking fight or flight.
But there's so many weird things to
also,
this.
Also, all right, look, he's 11 years old. All right.
But your friend already lost the spider at that point. But he wasn't sad then. He was sad several days later when he's like, yeah, I lost my spider. You lost your spider that day. And you didn't mention it to your friend of, hey, my spider's missing from its thing. A tarantula might be in my home right now.
But also they were saying they were sitting on the grass in the garden. So the tarantula already escaped its container and his home and walked from the house to the direction of the garden. No other area. And he happened to be there. I'm not believing this, dude.
Maybe
I'm
the spider was just going for a stroll, you know, little garden stroll. I mean, if you're 11 years old, you're not explaining everything. You don't have a civilized conversation.
I'm thinking there's elements here. I think he already knew that the spider was his friend's and was, I think he reacted too quickly and killed the spider or kicked it and was like, shoot, that was my friend's spider.
Maybe.
That I just, like, because it's, what's weird is that his friend already was missing the spider and didn't tell him. And then also kicking a tarantula and not, and just being like, I'm going to keep this a secret. Why would you keep it a secret?
Your friend comes back and you're not like, dude, huge spider.
Dude, okay, there's a tarantula in your backyard.
So you know what probably happened? He knew about the tarantula. He stepped on it out of fear, crushed it, and then kicked it into the garden to hide it.
I'm thinking he knew it was his friend's spider when he kicked it. Like, I think he reacted out of reflex and kicked it. I don't think he like did it on purpose, but I think he acted out of reflex and was like, crap, that was my friend's pet.
If there's any truth to this, I think he like flailed his foot and could have crushed the spider. But it's a pretty active move to be sitting in the garden and like kick a spider with enough heft under it to just yeet it into the bushes. Like, where are the bushes? Like, we're literally talking about getting some lift and air on that spider and arcing it down into a different part of the garden. It's a pretty specific story if it's not a lie.
He could have done more like a soccer kick, you know,
from a seated position.
No, he said he said, so I stood up and straight up punted the spider. So he sprung up and went, and then kicked it. I mean, he's 11 years old. What do you do when you're 11? You freak out about something.
I feel like I would just run. I would just get away from it. Kicking it gives it the opportunity to get latched onto my foot.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to touch it if you're arachnophobic.
Yeah.
I have been in a situation, and I'm not even an arachnophobic. I remember being at recess one day and sitting in like a pile of wood chips and just reading. And I was maybe 9 or 10 years old, but there was a spider at least the size of the back of my hand. Smaller hands then, I'm a child, but like the size of the back of my hand. And I went, whoa! And I like quickly got up and like brushed off and just ran. I wasn't like, time to smash this thing because I'm arachnophobic.
The fight or flight thing, I get him kicking it. I get it's him not telling his friend, not telling anyone. And then also his friend only being sad a couple days later that his spider that was already missing is missing then. I think it's suspect. I think there's elements missing or twisted or whatever.
Yeah. So what I think what happened was it probably got out that day. He didn't tell him because maybe he didn't know at that time. And I think he killed the spider and hid the evidence. I think he knew it was his friend's spider. I think he killed it and hid the evidence and didn't tell him because he didn't want to feel guilty for killing his friend's spider.
I think Carol Baskin killed her husband.
Yeah, and I think Epstein didn't kill himself.
That's true.
I think it qualifies as a shoot, dude. Any version that we just said still qualifies as a shoot, dude. Killing your friend's pet counts as a shoot, dude.
That's definitely a shoot,
dude. I mean, I think there's some kernel of truth to this. I think there's just elements he's twisting because I don't think he wants his friend.
I think he's still guilty.
I don't think he wants his friend to listen to this and go, oh, you knew that was my spider and you killed it. Because right now there's still the element of the spider got away and lived a happy life. It's like, I don't know.
No, I think he killed it. Maybe he buried it. Maybe he pulled a Carol Baskin.
Maybe he's haunted by spider ghosts.
Haunted.
Well, then I will allow you two to both have shoot dudes. I will have a
shoot dude.
Skeptic Samuel over here.
All right. Skeptic Samuel.
I'm all right, Skeptic Samuel.
Well, that's it. So send your shoot dudes to shoot dude, that's D-O-O-D, at smosh.com.
Mm-hmm.
Send them over and tell them truthfully.
Or I will call you out.
Because we could suss it out.
I don't think I've had a shoot dude yet that I believed.
All right. Well, that's it. Thank you. I'm going to go back to trucking. I got some pallets of wood that I need to deliver.
You got to deliver that wood, my dude. Gotta do it.
Yeah. Don't forget.
Make sure to rate us 5 stars.
5 stars. Rate 5 stars. Sorry, that might have been.
Good, Ian.
Rate 5 stars. Pretend we're Uber.
Yeah, do it again.
Pretend we're Uber. Rate 5 stars. Give us a review on iTunes and go, ha ha hee hee ho 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 ha 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 ho 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 podcast. And thank you, Damien. Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks, Ian.
Hey, y'all. We're all doing great, and we hope that you're staying safe. And reach out to your friend. Tell them that you love them. And we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye.
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 Where are you?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.